I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Recently, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Gino Angeli from the Exchange Club of Marquette County to find out more about the upcoming International Food Fest scheduled for July 3rd and 4th at Matson Lower Harbor Park in downtown Marquette. Here's more details with Gino Angeli.
It's good to be back for the 35th annual International Food Fest. Taking that year off had us refocus, and we're glad to be back. We're going to do it big. We're going to do it right, and it's going to be a beautiful 4th of July.
Well, that's one of the things we've talked about with a lot of these groups that are bringing back festivals and things like this. Did you take that year to kind of recharge?
We did. We did, and we thought about a few things, do a few things differently, but we're keeping that core food fest there. Okay. Plenty of libations, plenty of food, plenty of entertainment, kids' activities. It's going to look the same, but it's going to be a little bit different, but we're going to have a blast.
What's the general time frame now? You're doing it Saturday and Sunday of the weekend, right? What's the schedule?
The schedule is starting Saturday at noon on the 3rd till dusk. Same thing on the 4th with the fireworks to follow. Probably about 10:30, quarter to 11, the fireworks will go off.
Is there a rain date? Not that we should be talking about that, or is that not? We're not worrying about that just yet.
There is for the fireworks, okay. Not for the food fest.
Right, right.
So we will be gone.
Right.
They're going to be out of there.
And fast asleep, I'm sure.
So the fireworks do have a makeup day for the 5th.
Good. One of the things that is a real big change, and people are going to need to know this, and we'll remind them as much as we can, this is not going to be using tokens this year.
You will not be required to buy tokens. You will be buying beer tickets.
Yes.
And getting a wristband. But all the food vendors will be doing cash sales. So show up with your cash.
Debit card, credit card, yep. Most of these will have as well. And we're looking primarily at the food truck neighborhood, aren't we?
A little bit. Yep. A little bit old school guys. A couple of food trucks. You'll see a lot of familiarity. So don't worry, there'll be plenty to eat. Cool.
So I think the key is here that it's going to be going on that Saturday and Sunday, because the 4th is a Sunday, nothing on Friday, and then you're going to be wrapping it all up as the fireworks get underway on the 4th.
Yes, correct. And don't forget about that parade. There'll be a parade on the 4th,
yep.
Also down 3rd Street, so enjoy the parade, come down to Food Fest, and enjoy the festivities.
Is there, for like you, Walter, getting that comfort feeling right now?
Yeah, it feels good.
You know, just it feels good to know that something like this, which is so near and dear to people, is able to go again.
It is. It's important to our club members, to the city of Marquette, the county of Marquette. Our monies raised here go to so many charities. Well over 75 recipients, and this is our charity event for the year, so we're looking forward to getting back in the game.
I'm talking with Gino Angeli here with the Exchange Club of Marquette County. Food Fest is happening the 3rd and 4th, Matson Lower Harbor Park, but Gino, you did touch on it, that this is a community fundraiser, so you want people to come down, support the vendors, but also support the beer tent, get in there and help you guys make some bucks.
So we can pass it out to many organizations in the community in need, because remember, they took a year off.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting again, getting these people back funded and things.
Well, one of the things we'll talk about, because you're going to come in and join us here a couple of times before we get to the event itself, is we will explain to people exactly how they can learn more about the Exchange Club and exactly what you do and how they can even get involved. I'm guessing you might be looking for some volunteers for the event.
Always looking for volunteers. Yeah. We like to see people come down, help out, and participate. Call me.
What's the number?
Yep.
360-6926 or 249-1595.
And just so you folks are aware, yes, Media Brew Communications, Mark and Walt are putting our money where our mouths are.
We're jumping in and we're going to be helping
out.
We'll
do the beer tent from 7 o'clock until fireworks on that Sunday.
Yeah. Heck yes. Come down. Meet some famous people.
Oh, you're going to be there then, Gino.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Hey, again, it's happening when and where?
July 3rd and 4th, Matson Lower Harbor Park, Marquette, Michigan.
That's Gino Angeli with the Exchange Club of Marquette County. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.